You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday when this broadcast is airing. You are about to hear something I preached about a week back at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and we meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You are cordially invited to come out, worship with us. If you enjoy some of the preaching programs and Bible teaching that you hear here on WGOD, we invite you. We'd love to see you out at Island. Now, you're about to hear something entitled The Days of Lot. It comes out of Luke chapter 17. You know, we always hear the Lord's teaching out of Matthew, where Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. But sometimes we forget that in the Gospel of Luke, he said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when I return. What described the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality and homosexuals demanding their rights is what described the days of Lot. Now, please don't miss this message. It's going to air 4 days this week, Monday through Thursday, the days of Lot. For more information on this ministry, to download this program in its entirety, if you want a copy of the CD, write to me, elected77@gmail.com. Or go to my website, go to our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. The entire program is up there. You can download it or go to WGODontheair.net. Friend, you need to hear this program or else you need to pass this on to someone else who needs to hear it. It's a loving look that people have been snowed and blinded by the evil one and I think are unaware of it. Don't miss this message. The days of Lot. Now here is part one.
It says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, 2 weeks ago, this is where we were. We looked at the days of Lot. Pastor Eric Marshall was here last week. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the days of Lot, and I made this statement to you. I said, what described the days of Lot was this. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. Again, what described the days of Noah? Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. Okay, now, that's how that text, you know, traditionally reads out of the book of Matthew, Matthew 24, 37, the days of Noah. But as you can see and read in the Gospel of Luke, You see, now Dr. Luke, the beloved physician, as he's known by, was a stickler for details. Now, he doesn't contradict the other gospel writers. He just adds details that other gospel writers left out and didn't record. And here, Luke adds this to Jesus' discourse. Verse 28 starts with the word likewise. Do you see that? Likewise. That is also oblivious to the judgment of God. As it was in the days of Noah, oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that the Lord went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Now, so far, we've looked with great detail at the days of Noah, and we've compared them to our present age. Now, let's go back to the times of Lot, and let's see what their downfall was. Jesus says, this is a sign that you'll know my return is near. When things are like they were when Lot was alive, you'll know my return is near. So let's please turn to Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. Nice and frosty in here now, isn't it? Maybe just one or two, just one. Make it... yeah, just this side. Not her. Turn her side down to 47. Women, you know? You know, men would have $40 electric bills if it wasn't for women. You know that? $40. My electric bill would be $40. But women like it cold. Thus and so, they got 18% loan at 24 months. First and last, down first. Genesis chapter 19. Now two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. Now when Lot saw them, now remember, right before this, God and two angels showed up to Abraham's tent. And Abraham and God were negotiating with each other. Abraham said, I've heard the cry of Sodom, and I've come down to see if what I hear is actually what it is. As if God needed to come down and see. That's just put in layman's terms so we can understand them. That's God's dealing with us as progressive. So, Abraham says, well, if there's 50 righteous people in the city, you wouldn't wipe out the city for 50 righteous, would you? God said, no. And then 40 and 30 and 20 and 10, and they got down to 10. And God said, if you can find 10 righteous people in the city, I won't wipe it out. And then they parted company. God and the two angels now go into Sodom, and Abraham's watching from a distance. And they take off. Now, chapter 19, verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, bowed himself with his face to the ground, and he said, here now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, we will spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly. See, now remember, Peter called Lot a righteous man. You can see a little bit why. Though what he says here in a couple of minutes, you don't make him righteous to me. They said, no, we will spend the night in the open square. But he, that's Lot, insisted strongly. So they turned in to him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. You know, these angels must have been full by now. Abraham made them a great big steak dinner with bread and butter and rolls and the whole nine yards. And now they're coming to town all full, and now Lot's going to make them dinner too. He insisted strongly, so they turned in, they entered the house, he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread. That's also encouraging to know that angels and hopefully us in the next life will be able to eat. It means I can still have lasagna, maybe. Or some of those little French horns that you get in Publix. Oh, man. I just hope when I leave this world I can still have a French horn. Gluten-free French horn. He made them a feast, baked unleavened bread or baked gluten-free bread, and they ate. Now, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, look what it says, both old and young. Let me finish reading the verse first, then I'll go back and make my point. Both the old and the young, all the people from every quarter, New American Standard says, down to the very last man, surrounded the house and called out to Lot and said, where are these men who came to you tonight? Bring them out so that we may know them carnally. Now let's cut right to the chase. That's a Hebrewism figure of speech. Bring them out. We want to have sex with them. That's what it means. But let's stop for a minute and ask this question. Now, I've said it before, so I'll say it again. Humor me if you've heard me say this before. Maybe some of you haven't, and people on the radio are going to hear this, and people on the podcast are going to hear this. So let me ask everyone, where do you suppose the young learn this? Now, I've got two examples. Number one, Sodom Elementary. I want to print up them bumper stickers, hand them out, see if you put it on your car. My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary. Would you put that on your car? Well, if your kids go to public school, that's where they're going. If they teach your kid what sex they want to be when they grow up, your kid's going to Sodom Elementary. Or your friend's kid is. If they call you a purple penguin instead of a boy or a girl, you're going to Sodom Elementary. Second place they learned it, homosexual parents. That's the truth. Homosexual parents. There's no greater thing I can think of than the homosexuals be allowed to adopt children. You're better off, Jesus said, driving down to 520 to the Merritt Island Bridge, taking one of those 80-foot-high cement things, tying it around your neck, going out to Melinda's house there, and throwing yourself into the Atlantic Ocean. You'd be better off doing that than what's going to happen to you for misleading a child and telling them it's okay and asking them what sex they want to be when they grow up. That falls on you, Mr. and Mrs. School Teacher, and anyone that's going to mislead a child. School teachers are right there with pastors. One and two, school teacher and pastor. That's where the kids learn this. Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Lot, so you will know my return is coming soon.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.